What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here with Pat, as usual. This week, we're going to do our NFL podcast. Even though we're in the midst of the World Series Game 6, but we're going to talk a little NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, on the picks for the NFL games, I was 7-6. Pat was 8-5, so he's one ahead of me overall.
Our accuracy has gone down a little bit lately.
Yeah, I know. Those first couple weeks, man, were like, it was like 12-4 or whatever.
Although I do a pick'em league through ESPN, and that one bets by the spread. But right away, the first couple weeks, people were pretty accurate, and that's been dropping quite a bit. My numbers and really the general overall. So I don't know if what there is about that, but it gets tougher to pick maybe as the regular season goes on. I don't know.
All right, well, let's get started. First game for this week. On our list is Washington at Atlanta.
For the first game, I will go with Atlanta. They played the Saints pretty well last week, and Michael Turner kind of looked like the Michael Turner we all thought he should be this season and the one that fantasy owners drafted him to be. And, you know, Washington is struggling with their only wins coming against St. Louis and Tampa Bay, so got to go Atlanta.
Yep, I'm going to go Atlanta too. I just want to talk real quickly about Matt Ryan. I don't know. He hasn't played that well, and I still feel like Flacco doesn't get enough love, and it bothers me. So I just had to.
Oh no, I could agree with that. I think part of it is probably a big name coming out of college versus the subdivision.
Yeah, Ryan has 8 interceptions in the last 4 games, and Flacco's been good this whole year. I don't know. It's just irritating.
Yeah, and I think some of that might be last year. Matt Ryan did a lot on the offensive end for his team, which really impressed, whereas Flacco probably had the better team and the defense carried him. But that was last year. And now this year, I think Flacco's looking great on the offensive end, and they got a good defense. Yeah. So I don't know if they're kind of ignoring that fact that they attributed all to the defense, which may have been more the case last year, but not this
year. Did you see that article about Flacco they had on ESPN last week? I don't know. It was really cool. They just talked about him. Like, he doesn't – he just seems like a normal dude. Like, he doesn't do endorsements because he knows he makes enough money, he says. Like, he still hangs out with his, like, family and his siblings all the time. I don't know. I like him.
That's kind of cool hearing that once in a while. And kind of what I heard a lot with baseball, too, is how kind of everyday average Joe of a guy Chase Utley is. And he's having a phenomenal World Series. And they said he just kind of shies away from the spotlight, doesn't like it. Yeah. So it's cool to hear about those type
of guys.
Those guys. So.
All right. Well, anyway. Another game for this week, Green Bay at Tampa Bay.
I'll give the Packers one this week. Maybe a bounce back week for them after Favre reclaimed Lambeau Field as his own. Yeah. And another thing, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to kind of suffer some PTSD symptoms if he sees anybody wearing a purple shirt, because the 2 games against the Vikings, he was sacked 14 times and 7.5 by Jared Allen. So he's been just getting beat up and still putting up decent numbers.
Yeah, if they could keep him off the ground, he's a good quarterback, I think.
Yeah, I do too. So,
you know, the Vikings should have tried to get Rodgers, because 5 years from now, that's going to be the – but, I mean, that wasn't really a possible situation, but I'm just saying.
No, with the team is a fairly young team, the Vikings, and if they could have even, I know we just talked about Ryan and Flacco, but even one of those guys, you know, to have a kind of a long term, because we just needed somebody who was not going to turn the ball over a lot, which normally Favre does, but not this year, knock on wood.
Yeah.
So.
Like, what are they going to do 2 years from now?
I don't know. It's did you start over? Because, I would think that, well, depending on what happens this year, I can see Favre playing another year after this. He certainly looks like he could. I haven't seen a lot of people say he's old, but he still throws harder than most of the guys in the league. So,
yeah,
what do? Do you hope 2 years of maturity help Jackson? I just don't see it.
Because it's not like Favre isn't one of those guys that, like, helps the younger guy. Like, he didn't, him and Rodgers weren't tight at all. So it's not like...
Yeah, I hope he changes that here. I don't know if it will or not, but I think he felt some threat in Green Bay by Aaron Rodgers, and rightfully so. And maybe he'll help Jackson more, realizing that really at the moment Jackson isn't a threat.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Could be.
But
all right, well,
who are you taking in that one?
I don't think
I figured so.
Right. All right, next up, Miami at New England.
Going Patriots here. Kind of looking, I guess it's a roundabout way to look at it, but in Miami's first game against the Jets, they put up 151 yards rushing. In their second game against the Jets, only 52. They still won, but the Jets were able to kind of game plan against that Wildcat.
Yeah.
And I just think a team as good as the Patriots, as well prepared as the Patriots, doesn't need to see them once to game plan against it. I think they're going to be fine and be able to handle it.
Yeah, and the preparation, they were on the bye week this week, and they haven't lost after the bye week since 2002. So I think they'll be well prepared.
That's a good stat.
Yeah.
I think we covered it last week, but I don't get what is so tricky about Miami's Wildcat, because they don't run a lot of reverses. There's not really many option pitches. It's pretty much either a dive to Ricky Williams or Ronnie Brown takes it and kind of runs off the tackle or off the guard.
I don't know.
It's hard for me to figure out what's so confusing about that. But again, I'm not out there, but...
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know.
All right, next game, Kansas City at Jacksonville.
Kind of a crappy game,
yeah.
I guess, to put it nicely. I'm taking Kansas City here. I don't really like either team at this point, but Kansas City's played a couple games against decent teams that they've kept it close. Just that Dallas overtime one.
Mm-hmm.
And they both got blown out their last game, but Kansas City got blown out by the Chargers, while Jacksonville got beat by the Titans. A big difference there. So.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go Jacksonville. It's a kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Kansas City, 26th rank rushing defense. So I think a big game from Maurice Jones-Drew.
MJD. Speaking of Kansas City, what do you think of Chris Chambers getting signed there?
I don't know.
Going to make a difference?
I have no idea. Like, he hasn't done anything this year in San Diego, so I don't know why he would really matter in Kansas City. Kansas City doesn't matter either, so. It's kind of,
right.
That seems irrelevant
exactly.
As far as we're all concerned.
Yeah.
All right, next game for the week, Houston at Indianapolis.
I'm going to let the Colts win another one, go 8-0 here. Houston has a 3-game winning streak. I mean, and that's including wins over Cincinnati and the 49ers, you know, respectable
mm-hmm.
teams, but I just think the Colts are better than either of those two teams and certainly better than Houston. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Colts, too. They got kind of a close call last week against San Fran.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping they would lose, but.
Me too. But yeah, they won by 4. So
yeah, and Houston lost Owen Daniels for the year, which is a big
hurts.
Hit for them. You know, he was a leading tight end in yards.
What was the injury?
I think it was like a knee thing. Hold on.
Well, that hurts though.
Yeah, it's definitely not. Yeah, ACL. So
yeah,
he's done for the year. Next up, my Baltimore Ravens at Cincinnati.
I will go with you and pick your Baltimore Ravens. This could be a pretty good game, just looking at the week's lineup. It was kind of hard for me to pick because they're both playing pretty good right now. And Baltimore, as you well know, almost took out the undefeated Vikes 2 weeks ago, and then they spoiled Denver's perfect season. So I like them just a little more than Cincy, so I'm going to go with them.
Yeah, I like the Ravens too. The bye week, the thing this week against I was actually able to watch the Ravens game, even in Little Rock. So,
oh wow!
It was a good day for me.
a nice
yeah,
treat.
It was. It was fantastic. But they finally got to run a rush in the passer a little more, which is what they were doing last year, and they weren't doing that the first start of this year. I guess with the new defensive coordinator, and definitely caused some problems for Kyler, and I think they can do the same for Palmer.
Mhm.
So I like the Ravens.
Good deal.
Next game, Arizona at Chicago.
I'm going to take the Cardinals. Carson Palmer was able to throw 5 touchdowns against the Bears in Week 7, and Arizona's got better wide receivers than the Bengals, so I could see maybe a big day for Kurt Warner here in the offense. And I think the Bears team is just kind of underachieving, more on the offensive end. Defense is pretty banged up. It's hard to blame them. But
yeah, I'm going to go with the Arizona, too, even though they kind of stunk it up last week.
Yeah.
Well, my friend had Kurt Warner in fantasy. Dude threw 5 interceptions and had a fumble.
That's just insult to injury.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think Kurt Warner's, I mean, is he on his last leg of his career? Like, What do you think?
I don't know. He's been on his last leg so many times. He was in the Super Bowl last year, but it's hard to say, I guess. I think for Arizona's sake, it might be time to maybe move on. You got some good talent around you, some young players,
Yeah.
and might be time to work in a QB. I don't know if Leinart's
I
the
don't know.
answer, but
See, I think he probably, if they would have won the Super Bowl last year, I think he would have retired.
go out on top.
Yeah. Because he
Yeah.
had talked about it previously, and I don't know. So, I mean, I felt think maybe he come back, came back to do that, try to, get that point this year, and it's not happening. So, I mean, they're 4-3, but they're probably not going to make the Super Bowl again. I don't like that, so.
No, I would really doubt it. They got to go through a couple tough teams.
Yeah. All right, next game, Carolina Panthers at the undefeated New Orleans Saints.
And I don't think that's going to change this week. I'll take New Orleans again. Carolina's showed some signs of life in the last 4 weeks, and D'Angelo Williams has had a couple big games, but they're going to need a lot more than that to beat New
Yeah.
Orleans right now.
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans are still scoring, what, 40 points a game still, so, I mean,
Yeah,
it's crazy.
video game numbers, so.
Yeah. So I'm going to take New Orleans. Next one, Detroit at Seattle.
Definitely not the game of the week. I think
No.
they're going to be fighting for the worst game of the week with that other Kansas City Jacksonville game. Regardless, I'll take Seattle. I don't really have a lot to say about this one. I just think
Yeah.
Seattle's less worse, I guess, than Detroit, so.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. I mean, Seattle's not good, but Detroit's worse, so. All right. Next one. San Diego at the struggling New York Giants.
New York Giants. I'm going to take the Giants. This is kind of a reality check game for me for these teams. I looked at who they've beaten, and San Diego has beaten Miami, Kansas City, and Oakland. All teams under 500. Miami, I guess, respectable team, you could say. While New York has beaten Washington, Dallas, Oakland, and Kansas City, and Dallas is the only winning team. So
Yeah.
their wins haven't come against really good teams. So I don't know. I don't think the wheels are completely falling off the Giants yet. I think they're a better team than that, but they certainly haven't shown it lately.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Giants too. I don't trust the Chargers. They just
No,
seem
we've
like
talked about that before, yeah.
they're just kind of streaky, and I don't know. I think the Giants could bounce back this week and probably and make a run, but you never know. Because
Yeah.
Eli Manning has been kind of struggling. Like, he had a real good start to the year. We talked about the 1 week. Kind of been struggling the last couple weeks, so.
Yeah, in week 4 or 5, I mean, we were debating whether or not they were a better team than the Colts,
Yeah.
and if it'd be a Manning Super Bowl, and certainly it looks like one Manning has a good shot at getting there, but right now, they've really fallen, taken a few steps back from
Yeah, definitely.
just a few weeks ago.
Yep. All right, another. This game, I don't like this game. Tennessee at San Francisco. I don't know why anybody would watch this.
No, another. Yeah, I mean, San Fran has had some kind of heartbreakers, I guess, against two good teams, Minnesota and Indianapolis, two games they could have won.
Yeah.
So I will go with them this week. I'm thinking your prediction might come true. You said that Vince's return would be, decent. They'd maybe pull
Yeah.
out that first win,
They
but
did.
and they did. And now your second part of your prediction is that he'll kind of have a collapse.
Now they
So
gotta, yeah, they
here it
gotta
comes.
mail it in for the rest of the year, so we'll
Here
see.
it comes.
I'm gonna go with San Francisco too. All right, I don't see any need to continue talking about that game.
No.
Sunday night, it's a pretty good one. Dallas at Philadelphia.
I will pick the Eagles. They've been rolling as of late, and I think playing at Philadelphia, from what I've heard, is tough. And I think the only question is, did they whoop a good Giants team last week or a bad one? I
Yeah.
guess that could maybe be misleading, but I think they're just a better team than Dallas this year, too, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Philadelphia too. I think they could maybe get Brian. They've been winning without Westbrook, and if they get him back this week, I mean, he'll probably play 3 quarters and then get hurt again. But that could
Yeah.
help him out again. And McNabb has 9 touchdowns and 1 interception this year, which is pretty crazy. I didn't think he would have that great of a year coming in. He
No.
missed a couple games, but I mean, outside of that, it's been pretty spectacular.
Yes.
And then Monday night this week, Pittsburgh at Denver, pretty good one.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'll take Pittsburgh. I like those teams. At least I like good teams that are coming off bye weeks, and maybe they can kind of see what Baltimore did in their win over Denver. And I think this could be a pretty close game, but I'll have Pittsburgh squeaking it out.
All right, I'm going to go with Denver just because I'm a hater. And,
hater.
I mean, I think it could be close. You know, people say, you know, the Pittsburgh could follow the Ravens' game plan to beat Denver, but also Denver could look at what the Ravens did and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Right, right. Yeah, and yeah, you can definitely look at that both ways.
You can
ways.
Go both ways, so
yeah.
I don't know, I'm just going to go with Denver.
Denver, and it makes your team look better if Denver
yeah.
comes back, and yeah, that's, no, what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I'm hoping Denver can go 15-1 now. That'd be
yeah,
great.
And their only loss would be, and if this were kind of college football, or
yeah, no, if we had the BCS for NFL, that's exactly
yeah
what happened.
So,
all right, that does it for the games for this week. Now it's time for fantasy football.
Well, should we squeak in? I'm sorry to interrupt. Should we squeak in the Twitter question we had?
Yeah.
Talking about college football, Major on it's at Major. I don't know the number for her. She has a number after her name.
25 something something.
Yeah, but anyway, she said, "Why has this year been the worst college football season in a long time?" What's your initial reaction to that?
I don't know. I just don't really. I have kind of given up on college football. My team, Maryland, they suck. So, every time I watch one of their games, I just get pissed off. So, and then the whole BCS thing bums me out.
Yeah.
No playoffs, all this speculation. And every team has – the thing that really bothers me is the strength of schedule thing. Like, teams play crappy teams. In the first week, every game is 65-10.
Yeah, I don't get it. I get a little more into it, and I think partly because I'm about 20 minutes from Iowa City, where the number 4 Hawkeyes play, so it's all I hear about here.
Yeah.
And with strength of schedule, everybody says, oh, they play nobody. Iowa, and I'm not defending Iowa. I think they have a lot of flaws, but everybody says, oh, they don't play anybody all year, but they have the number 4 strength of schedule. So I would rather have them prove it in a playoff format than get into a bowl game, maybe win, maybe lose, but have people say, oh, my team could have beat them, and, you know, there'll be 6 teams who said they could beat them. So
it's, I don't know. I just don't like it.
And I think part of the – I mean, I'm not a huge Sam Bradford fan, but him getting hurt kind of put a damper on the season with the big quarterbacks in there. And I can't put my finger on it, but just really, you know, besides Florida, not really a standout – team, I guess. I mean, I know there's some other undefeated teams in Oregon.
It's going to be a mess at the end of the year. If Cincinnati and Boise State are they still undefeated?
Yeah.
Them and then Iowa. I mean, you could have a couple, you know, undefeated teams or two or three, and then have, you know, a one loss team from the SEC, they always say, you know, because the SEC is like, oh, God, you know, they're the greatest.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than the NFL, so
yeah,
it's just it's a garbage system. It really is. I've heard all the defenses for it, and
no,
I'm not
indefensible. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, because you can still make money the other way. I mean, I think I wrote an article about it earlier this year. Keep the bowl games, just set 8 of them aside or whatever as a playoff system, and still call them whatever your
Miller
High Life bowl.
Yeah, you can still have the. Maryland was in the worst bowl last year. I can't remember what it was called. Humanitarian Bowl. It was in Boise. It was a joke.
Wow.
I don't know, it was like the third week of December. I don't know. But they can still have that crap. But just, you know, set it. You know, like you said, set aside a few of them to make out that system, and people will watch it. People will probably watch it more than if it has meaning. You know, beyond that day.
Right. Right. One more thing with that. Did you hear much about Florida deciding not to suspend that defensive player who did an eye gouge straight off the WWF?
I thought they
gave
him half a game.
Okay, yeah, okay, half a game.
Yeah.
Do you think that's enough?
I don't know.
I've heard a lot of people taking some shots at Urban Meyer saying he really showed what his priorities are here, and it's winning and taking it to the national championship. I guess eye gouge, something about it just seems real dirty. You know, if somebody would have said he sucker punched a guy in the stomach, you know, maybe equal pain, but something about an eye gouge just sounds
bad. It was kind of messed up. And now I was just looking on here, it says that he's like voluntarily decided to sit out the rest of the game to not be a distraction.
Hmm. Well, I guess good for him for that part, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that thing probably happens a lot, and he just happened to get caught, so I mean, they have to get him some way, but.
Yeah, caught on camera. I'm sure there's, well, you look at the bottom of those little scrum piles after fumbles. I
Yeah.
know I wouldn't want to be on the bottom of one,
No,
so.
me neither. All right, well, let's move on to fantasy football for this week. What we do, in case this is your first time listening, we try to pick who we think will be the number one fantasy player at four positions. Last week we went 0 for again.
Yay.
Let's go through real quickly. Number one quarterback was actually Aaron Rodgers. Number one running back was Chris Johnson with 35. Wide receiver Reggie Wayne, 20. Guess who the number one tight end was? Did you look at?
Vernon Davis? I have no idea.
No, it was. Wait, what's his name? Spencer Havner
Hmm.
from Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, he had those two
Yeah,
touchdowns.
and if you look on the website, he's actually also eligible at linebacker for
Wow.
fantasy for defensive.
That's
I don't know.
funny.
It just seems like tight end, I think, is almost just as much of a crapshoot as defense and kicker at this point, I think.
Yeah, I would agree, this year especially.
All right, so who you got at quarterback for this week?
With no particular reason besides he's Drew Brees, I'll take Drew Brees this week.
All right.
Against Carolina, really, like I said, no great reason, but.
I'm gonna go with Aaron Rodgers against Tampa Bay. I just mentioned that he was the number one guy for last week, and they're playing Tampa Bay, so. And then running back.
I'm gonna go with the guy who crushed me this last week, Chris Johnson. He just has a knack for busting big runs. I think
Huge run, yeah.
an 89-yarder and a 52, and if your league counts bonus yardage, those are, 8-9
Oh
point
yeah,
touchdowns. So.
that's crazy. All right, I'm gonna go with Maurice Jones-Drew. He had busted a couple long ones last week too, 80 and 79 yards, which killed me
Jeez.
in a fantasy league too, actually, to the tune of 30 something points or whatever.
So pick what beats you, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, that way they won't do good. I should. What I should. What we should be doing is looking at who we're playing this week in fantasy and picking those guys because they won't be the number one guys.
Oh yeah, inevitably they'll do poorly,
That's
so.
what I'm doing next week.
All right, see how that works for you.
All right, wide receiver.
I'm taking Randy Moss. I've kind of toss up between him and Reggie Wayne this weekend as top spots on a lot of websites, and I'm just gonna go Moss. Or again, no reason, just guessing.
I'm gonna go Moss too. Last time I saw Moss, he was torching me in fantasy again. Whenever they played Tennessee in the snow with those three touchdowns.
Yep.
All right, and then tight end.
Gonna take Chicago's Greg Olsen. Arizona's not been too good at guarding against the tight ends this year. Can't remember the stats for sure, but I know it wasn't good. They were giving up quite a few points, so.
All right, I'm gonna go with Vernon Davis from San Francisco. He's had a
He's on
couple. Yeah,
fire,
he's had a
so.
couple like super duper monster games, but he could have zero too. You never know, or he could get in a
Right.
fight with Mike Singletary and get sent to the locker room halfway through the game.
It could very well happen.
All right, well, you got anything else you want to mention this week?
No, I think that about covers it. Basketball fantasy is well underway at a
Yep,
first week down and
you
on to week
destroyed
two,
me.
so
You destroyed me last week.
I did. I put up a lot of points. I was kind of
I don't know
surprised with
what's
my
wrong with
team,
my
so.
team. I don't know anything. I don't know. I'm doing better this week, though, so hopefully I'll turn it around.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for joining me this week, and thanks for listening, everybody. Hit us up on Twitter. It's twitter.com/thesportsgeeks, or shoot us an email, podcast@thesportsgeeks.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.